now, Mr. Scherer has a book of, well, actually, it's a box of artifacts that he received from the war. And right now, to continue the interview, we were talking about when he was wounded. And the, I asked him, did they send his wife a letter or anything letting her know that he was wounded? And I have in my hand now, it's a Western Union telegram. And it says, Mrs. Jeanette Scherer, Route 1, Cleveland, Alabama. Regret to inform you, your husband, Private Howard Scherer, was slightly wounded in action 2, February, in Germany. Mail address follows direct from hospital with details. So I bet she was scared when she found, when she got this telegram, because it really doesn't tell her how serious your injury was.
No, it just informs her that that I have been hurt, and they will give her more information later. And but in the meantime, I had wrote her a letter after I got wounded, before she got any more information. Well, I wrote her a letter and told her that I'd been hit, but just as slightly wounded, no, nothing to it.
What about, I have another, it's two more Western Union telegrams. Was this sent to her after your injury, or was this before? It says, Miss Jeanette Scherer, leaving here Wednesday night, June 5th, hope to be home soon, love, Howard.
No, that was when I was coming home, being discharged.
Okay. And then there's another one that says that you'll be in Birmingham Saturday night or early Sunday morning. Meet me there if you can. Love, Howard.
The first one was sent from Austria. I don't know if it states it on the...
Yeah, it is.
And then right after I wrote it, then they put me on the boat to come home. You know, I told, as I said before, I was discharged in North Carolina, and the second one sent was from North Carolina, and she met me in Birmingham. But after they sent the first telegram that I was wounded, well, then it crossed my mind. I was trying to keep it from her, the information. I didn't want her to. I knew she'd worry if she did.
Yeah.
And then I didn't think about it, that they would send her a telegram. That didn't run through my mind. But I wrote her a letter and. And mentioned being hurt. It was dated after the telegram. And that confused her.
Right. Okay. It's amazing, though, that you have kept a lot of this. Not many people keep, you know, they didn't think to keep stuff like that. Let's see. My next question was, did you ever see any of the concentration camps while you were in Germany?
Just in passing.
Just in passing.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us stop. But they pointed them out to us as we went through.
Mm-hmm.
And, now, the VP camps, after the war was over, now I was stationed pretty close to a VP camp there, you know, like a displaced person.
Right.
You know, people that had been captured in different places and brought in. And they were a big camp with those there.
How hard was it leaving behind your wife?
Oh, that...
Probably the hardest thing you ever had to do.
Yeah, I guess about the hardest thing I ever did.
And y'all were newlyweds, so you didn't have any, I mean, y'all didn't have any children behind.
No. No, we didn't have anything, just had each other, but was hard to separate.
What did she do while you were in the war?
Well, she lived here with her parents. She lived with my parents' home, and then she had an uncle at Pale City. She stayed down there some, and well, she went, got a job down there and worked just a few days. And then she got the telegram about me being wounded, and she quit and come home.
Right.
She never did go back to work.
What did y'all do for money while you were in combat? Did they send her a check, or how did that work?
I sent what I made home, because I didn't need it in there. See, and what the Army paid me, which was very little, and then her daddy helped her. And
okay.
She had a place to live, or she didn't have to pay no rent or anything like that, so just a very few things that she needed.
Right. How often did you communicate with her, whether it was by letter or telegram?
Yeah, well, it was by letter. Now, she wrote me every day, I reckon. And but it would be sometimes weeks before I'd get a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd get the whole big bundle tied up in a string together. It'd take me hours to read them.
I bet it was nice to receive.
One time, I remember she couldn't, I was on the move, and she couldn't get my address, and couldn't get my mail to me. And she still wrote me every day. She didn't mail it.
Mm-hmm.
And she wound up, she wrote a whole tablet. And just mailed me the whole tablet. Which I was glad to get and read.
Do you have any trophies or souvenirs from the war?
Well,
like these medals that you have.
I have a few medals. I have the, of course, the Good Conduct Medal, and
mm-hmm.
there's the
What are these medals right here?
Badge, mm-hmm. and this is just these are campaign stars.
Mm-hmm.
That's the while I was over in Germany, there are two campaigns that I fought in.
What are these? Look like little rocks on here. What are these?
Oh, that's the shrapnel in my leg.
That's what hit you. That's what went.
Yeah, that's three pieces of shrapnel. That's what they took out my leg.
Wow. And you also have a Purple Heart too, don't you?
Yeah.
You have that.
Purple Heart. Mm-hmm.
And the honors and awards that you have, that's what mainly we just talked about. Your Purple Heart and you got a Good Conduct. Was mm-hmm. that what you got right there? What about this right here? It's
That's just a company insignia.
A company
that
insignia.
I was in, yeah. I okay. believe that's yeah, that's 82nd Division, I believe.
Okay. And
I was attached to two or three different outfits while I was in occupation. You know, the went in as the 26th Division and went to the 82nd Division, and then the 42nd Division, which is the Rainbow Division.
Mm-hmm.
And did a little time in all of them.
And but is this money right here from
that's
different
places? Yeah, I got souvenirs.
Souvenirs?
Mm-hmm. And English money, German money, and French money.
Is it worth anything still? I mean, could you, like if you were to go to England now, could you spend this?
I don't know. I guess you could. And
you've got a lot of money here.
Yeah, and some that's pure silver. Now this is the old type money, German money, and this is the new money they made for us to use while I was over there.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things did you buy when you were there? Did you buy food or?
Oh, just extra things. We would, the army during the occupation, the army had a PX set up there. In the town we was in, and we'd get a ration card, and we could go and buy stuff at the PX with that ration card. We'd get, of course, at a discount, and I guess we weren't supposed to do it, but our every soldier did. They used black market.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go to the PX and buy a carton of cigarettes for just little or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we could sell it to the Germans or Russians yeah. or some for a big profit.
Right.
And that's the money I lived on, and mm-hmm. what money I draw from the government, I just send it home to my wife.
What did the soldiers do for rest and relaxation? You know, just when they weren't fighting, or did they just go out sightseeing? Or
yeah, a lot of it was. They had, on my days off, the place we stayed was just outside this little town, Linz, Austria, was the place where I was stationed. And the Danube River run right through the town. We occupied on one side of the river and the Russians on the other side after the war. And we'd have a patrol boat on that river, and I'd catch guard duty on that patrol boat. I enjoyed that, except for one thing, the Russians would take pop shots at us on that boat. See, the Danube River, that's a wide river. And from the bank, you couldn't see them hardly. And they'd take pop shots at us. And then on Sunday, they had an old river boat.
Mm-hmm.
They had, the GIs would go down and ride the riverboat on Sunday evenings down the river a few miles and back. Just a joy ride, so I catch guard duty on that.